I was telling Stacey, we haven't really talked about the shows that we've gone to much. Like, we haven't talked to each other, and we're trying to save most of it for Sunday so that we can just like fill a whole episode about that. But we wanted to see how your show was.
My show was amazing. Like, but at the same time, I feel like I blacked out during the entire thing. And it was just like this sort of like weird, vague memory I have. But at the same time, like, obviously I was there. I have video. I have photos. Like, clearly I went. Yeah. But at the same time, it feels like looking back on it, I'm like, did that really happen?
I totally get that, for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's like a fever dream.
Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah. That's fun. How far back were you at the Madison show?
I was like fifth row, if you are counting rows.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
I think my videos came out okay. I tried to get video of him talking every single time because, you know, you never know what he's going to say. So it's the video where he's like, I can't count, I can't read.
Yeah. I like in DC, he was like, people had a sign, were holding up a sign, and he was like, I don't have my glasses on, I can't read that. Yeah, and then Adam, I guess, told him what it said, and he's like, Adam just told me what it said. That's not appropriate. People had fun with it. Well, I'm glad you had fun, and yeah, I'm glad you have tickets for the next one. Let's maybe talk about the songs that you picked that we're going to talk about today.
Perfect.
So I'm pretty excited to... talk about, which one do you want to do first? I'll leave it up to
you. Let's do chronological order.
Okay. So BNBG. I'm so excited to talk about this song. Let's pause it for a second and listen to like half. I love this song.
I'm so curious about when he wrote this song.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I know, like, he makes up characters and shit like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, he pulls from real life. So, like, obviously, like, you know, paparazzi follow him around. He could be with a friend. It's so, like, you know that every time he was spotted with anyone, they're like, oh, brand new. Brand new love thing. And I'm like, but also I feel like this is him, like, talking, you know, like, having his, like slutty anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why not?
Yeah.
I imagine when he wrote this, it's like 10 years ago, probably, like something like that-ish. You know, that's a long time ago when he started writing that album.
Yeah.
It's a very sexy song, though, no matter what. Just like the beat of it and like his voice.
How,
like,
raw his voice sounds. Yeah. Like, I really like how like gravelly it sounds. It definitely has a different like kind of like sound to it than his usual tracks. So I really liked that.
And it's so cool to like talk about his old music now that the new album is out, because you can kind of compare it a little bit. And I know he's talked about now like how he used to have to just like harmonize with himself, like now he has other people doing like backing vocals and stuff on his songs, like you could hear that there was like multiple voices, but it was all him. So that was pretty cool. I feel like it's kind of a online dating type of like song.
Oh, for
right?
Sure.
Like, like that's basically like if you take the lyrics at just like their face value, it's like meeting some girl online in Tokyo, right? Like, but I also just like how he's talked about how he can write about very specific things to him, but then people can apply them to like their own situations, and kind of it can be more meaningful than just that one specific situation. So and just I feel like I didn't even think about the like whole like, oh, brand new, like what paparazzi type, like, yeah, that's a good connection too, I think,
because you know, everyone, every single person who's famous, whenever they step out with anyone, even if it's like, you know, someone they've been with or not, it just people assume.
You're under a microscope and it sucks.
Yeah. You know?
So like every new person that they're seen with is a love interest.
Yeah.
Right. I like the line, we stick together so we're not on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like I don't know that I don't think I've ever like kind of noticed that line before. And just kind of that, you know, finding some sort of companionship with someone, like no matter how short-lived it might be, it's kind of like always nice to like
lean against somebody. Yeah.
It's like you just have to kind of like have somebody so that you don't feel
alone.
That loneliness.
Yeah.
Wings up. Bye bye. It was very short-lived, right?
Wings up.
I like that.
I mean, he
too.
Left Tokyo, so he can't, you know, he can't bring her with him.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Let's listen to the rest.
I mean, obviously he's talking about needing companionship.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily. I feel like it could be even like not necessarily a romantic one. Just he needs someone to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
So like it could be this person he just met. It could be the next person that he meets. You know, he'll bring someone else up, which I feel like could be a callback to like Ring, which is also on the album.
Yeah. I wonder, you can write about this and not like think that it's good necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it's kind of a neutral sort of like feeling about it. It's not like it's good. It's not like it's bad. Like it's just like it is what it is kind of thing. And it's almost, you feel like if you're writing about it, you do feel some type of way about it. So it's like, it's just that monotonous, like, oh, I'll just find someone new to like help
fill the void,
you know? Exactly. I don't know. It's definitely interesting. And I feel like it would be super interesting to like know. Well, I mean, I feel like he has just grown so much since this album, personally and like musically, that
I mean he grew from 2020 to the side, and then if you take 2020 to the crux, it's like
leaps and bounds. It's cool hearing all those Joes, you know, harmonizing. Just pictured like Multiplicity, like there's just a bunch of Joes and they're just harmonizing, you know. I love that. Had a very 70s feel to it, right? Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I was going to say you were like grooving to it, Stacey.
Girl, I was feeling it. Like, I will fully admit this is the one album I haven't listened to the most out of all of his albums.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've probably heard this once or twice before, full transparency. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, kind of like this ending and this kind of like, you know, effect that he did at the end with his voice. And I really like how different his voice sounds on this track.
I almost feel like the baby girl is like the 29. Like, it wasn't necessarily, it was something he added because he needed something, but it wasn't necessarily planned
originally
when he wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, when he wrote some of those deeper lyrics. Because it just feels like it could be about anything. And then he's like, oh, I need a hook.
That makes me like fascinated with like his songwriting process. Like, what did he come up with first? Like, probably like those lyrics about feeling alone and needing companionship. And then it's like, let me make this like more fun, because I feel like he's always trying to hide like his, not hide, but like mask that vulnerable, sensitive, that side of it under like a fun facade, kind of like, which makes for definitely for really fun music. But it's just interesting to kind of think about what his process might have been for writing this song.
I also would love to know what came first, like the lyrics or the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always like fascinating.
Because I'm always curious about all of his music. Like, does he have a tune and then he writes to that tune? Or does he have lyrics and then he writes to those lyrics?
I think he probably does both, but who knows? Like,
isn't that such an interesting process? Because I saw an interview with Billy Joel, of all people, and he was like, yeah, I usually do the music first, then the lyrics. With We Didn't Start the Fire, he goes, that was the first time ever I had to write music to lyrics. So it'd be interesting with Joe, like, what's your process? Does it change? You know, like, interesting.
Do you have like lyrics sitting around, and then like sometimes you just have music and you're like, oh, those lyrics that I wrote would fit to this music? Or like, do you have lyrics and then you're like, oh, I need to write music to fit these lyrics? It's I would say, knowing a little bit about how I could perceive his brain working, he probably goes back and forth, like you said. But
I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a fun song. It was fun to like revisit this album a little bit.
100%.
Because we've been so
because we only really like on we only
cross.
Really talk about Chateau, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite
song. And I mean Flash
song,
Mountain.
But
Flash Mountain is like on this album.
You know what? Flash
so.
Mountain has found its place in history.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I do wish that he I do wish on the second leg that he plays more obscure. Because we've heard all the big songs now. Like, he can go back and play Change.
Roddy is from this album, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all three of those songs were so good live. Like, and just changed my perception of, like, those songs. Even Chateau. Like, I was fine with Chateau, but, like, man, now Chateau has a whole other meaning for me.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I gotta save that for our podcast episode on Sunday.
Dude, there was some like thing on Twitter where it was like him singing, his eyes are closed and it looks like he's having this beautiful moment, but you see Javi in the background with the megaphone, and they were like, for a second I was about to say, what a beautiful moment I captured, then I realized, wait, there's the megaphone, this is Flash
that's
Mountain.
Flash Mountain.
Wait, Javi had the megaphone? Javi never has a megaphone.
It was probably Dalton.
You don't know them apart,
Stacey
do you?
Doesn't know them. No. They both have long hair. But all of their hair is shorter now. I just rewatched the Gasoline video because you made that post, Stacey, and I was like, I haven't watched this in a while.
I watch it
and
at
I watch
least
it
five
like,
times a day. Like all those views, that half a million views, Stacey and I. Just Stacey and I.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah.
But I was like, oh, all of their hair was longer. I guess Joe has been getting at them with those scissors.
Now I'm really curious. Now I have to go on Sunday to see where the length of Javi's hair is.
All right, let's talk about the next song. Such a pretty song.
So pretty.
In my opinion, I think he wrote himself a love song.
Oh.
Like, this is a love song to himself.
Mm.
Yeah. I love that because, we need that.
Yeah, you need a little bit of self-love and, you know, you just got to, like, if you think about it, get back to your heart, you know, if you're ready to, like, give it out again, you know? So kind of like you've had some bad stuff happen to you. You can't, you know, build up a cement wall, you know, if you want to, you know, be loved and feel that love again, you got to take a risk. And I liked that it, A, has major Barry Manilow vibes and... The whole, if you give it back, it sounds very Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, he has this support system that, like, gave him heart when he didn't have any, and then he can give it back to them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the transition from Back on You to this song.
Mm.
Like, because those are the last two songs on the album, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this is kind of like... reiterating the stuff that he's talking about in Back on You, but just in like a slowed down like version.
But it's more, I guess, internalized in for on Crux for him, instead of like putting it back to his friends and his family and his sisters and his parents for like, you know, Golden Line into Back to You. But this is literally his, I think it's a very internalized song for himself. Like, yes, the whole album is his experience, but I think he's really just like having like this, you know, heart to heart with himself in this song.
Yeah.
I mean, it inspired me so much, I got a tattoo with it. So, you know.
I know. I love that.
Yeah.
But I needed something with heart, and I wanted one half to be anything's cool if it's done with heart, but it was too long a lyric to match with Get Back to Your Heart. So she designed something that worked, you know, for all the songs that I wanted. But I just think Get Back to Your Heart, like, is such a strong lyric that you don't, and it's so simple that you don't think about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is silly that I'm referring Stranger Things, but like, it's a lot like that line in season 3 when Hopper writes that letter to Jane, L, and he's like, you know, when you leave that cave, you're taking a risk, but like, feel the hurt, because that's a sign that you're alive, you know, and you got to let people in, you know, as scary as that is. So yeah, just like in all the feels, man.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to the rest.
I can see why this is the last song. Like, this is perfect closeout, perfect final curtain, you know? And usually, like, the title track is the first song, but I like that he said that he kind of, like, talked with his dad, like, what should the layout of this be? And I kind of, like, I see the genius in it. Like, it's perfect, you know? Perfect, you know, kind of, like, ending song, ice sculptures melted, you know? We're ending the night, yeah. You know?
I love how many instruments they were kind of like playing with on there. Like, there were lots of cool just little like fun little melodies and stuff going on. And also I know that he said like the Post Animal Boys are on this track too.
Love that.
So I love that you can like hear all of them. Like we were saying before, he was just harmonizing with himself. And now we've got all of these other voices that are his actual loved ones, like in the room with him, that he gets to like have that like memorialized. I feel like he has talked about how special that was for him. So that's pretty cool.
I like that it's literally the crux of the album. The point of the album is that he's getting back to himself.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so yes, it's
Joe.
It's Joe.
So it's appropriately named and appropriately placed. And it is the point of the entire album is that he's getting back to his own heart.
Yeah. One thing I liked was he did this really great interview recently and he kind of is talking about the whole like, you know, what does it mean? I believe he's talking about Back on You. I'm not too sure. But he's talking about the album and you seem like get choked up for a minute. And he's like, yeah, it's kind of about like who you can lean on, you know, in times of tragedy, in times of breakups, in times of friendships ending, you know, in times of tragedy. And like, I personally can relate to that because I'm like, I gotta be honest, like my friends came in clutch, you know, and they all showed, you know, who was around, you know, for a late night conversation to distract you, to, you know, talk about the uncomfortable kind of conversations and stuff and see you at your worst. And I'm glad that he had that with friends and family. And it kind of like he got back to his roots and he seems kind of like, you know, it is what it is. Now I'm finding my own feet again and he's kind of like getting back to his old self, you know, and it seems as though it's like Joe 2.0, you know, I love it.
And he's also said that this, what did he say? Like this has happened, like this album happened and now he's ready to, you know, get on with his life.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Move on. Jump out that window.
Hell yeah. Ass first. It breaks the fall.
Yeah. Powerful. And a cool little contrast for those two songs that we talked about today.
Absolutely.
That was kind of fun. Because they're both about that connection that you need, but like just such a different, like a different kind of view and a different like seeing that connection in a different
way.
Exactly.
Which I told Stacey I was gonna bring this up. If you think about it, Last Goodbye from Post Animal is the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which I'm convinced.
Yeah. Last Goodbye. Ugh.
I'm convinced that it's a love song to Joe Keery.
Aw, I need to look up the lyrics real quick. So it's like a love song from the Post Animal Boys to Joe. I don't dream when I dreamed back then. We got to do an episode on
Definitely.
This one. All roads lead me right back to you.
And something, so last goodbye you, and it don't feel right. Something like, I got a feeling that it's feeling like the last time. I don't know. It just made me feel like they were singing like, I'm glad we're back together again. And it won't be like the last time when we said goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means that all the songs
are
connected.
Here we are again.
There you go.
I mean, they are because they all come from like their brains and like.
They're telling stories, you know?
They're amazing songwriters.
There isn't
like,
a prize. I love the end of that song. There isn't a prize for hanging on longest. There isn't a fight.
Aw, I love that.
The new song is weird as fuck, but I like it.
Sorry, Muppets.
So good. Oh my gosh. Pie in the Sky. That's going to be my favorite song this summer. Like, okay, this is like completely off topic, but I was like, really in the feels, like wanting to read all this angsty stuff and like listening to like Bon Iver, just like it was cloudy. Yeah. And then the other day, then yesterday morning, I'm like, oh, that new song came out. Let me put it on. And I like remembered to put it on like right as I was getting to work. And I was like, how am I supposed to not have a good day now?
Thank you.
Like, this was fantastic.
I mean, they played
it just like
they played one of their
like,
new songs in the set.
Setting Sun. I thought that that's what the next single was going to be because we've heard it. But and that's a great song, too. Juan was so funny. He said that that song gave him like the OC soundtrack vibes. I was
no,
like,
I can
yes.
see the way Megan's like yes.
Yeah, like. Early 2000s, like indie rock.
Which
yes.
then makes
like,
sense
totally
because I tried
vibe.
To set it to something on Instagram and I'm like, why can't I find it? That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not released yet. Yeah. Yep. Man, I wish we had heard Pie in the Sky, but now it makes me excited for like the post-Animal like solo shows because we'll definitely hear it then. And then maybe they'll play it in Atlanta. So that would be fun.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Definitely, it's so cool, especially to hear songs from his first album as a solo artist and then songs from his last album. Tons of fun to, of course, just talk Joe and listen to his music because I, for one, I'm not sick of it yet. So, you know, let the good times roll.
Absolutely not. No, and those were two really good picks. So thank you, Eli, for picking those songs for us to chat about because I definitely was glad that I... you know, did that deep dive on them and listened to the lyrics and, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, it was great. So thanks, as always,
of
for
course.
Coming on with us. We yep. always enjoy chatting
always
with
fun.
You. Yeah, so I don't know. What have we been saying? It's been like a month, over a month since we have recorded one of these.
It's not catchy on the flip side. It's like peace, right?
Yeah, peace.
Peace.